Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, we're going to start the show off a little different. You know how Conan O'Brien, any of y'all fans of late night, how sometimes they start the show, but it ain't really the start of the show. They walking around the show, or they walking around the set, like they doing stuff, preparing for the show. That's how we're going to start the show tonight, because I'm obviously running late. We on, and the funny thing is, like, I'm not really running late. I should run upstairs to the studio and start the show properly. I gotta make a trick, you know what I mean? Like, we've been doing this for like 7 years, and we always start with a nice cocktail, some good rap. I can't change that up now, right? I got dogs in my house going crazy. So I gotta let y'all in the back, you know, pause, whoa. I gotta let y'all see, you know, how the background starts. I want y'all to hear me make this cocktail. Probably gonna hear me go out of breath running up the steps too. But you know, this is the off-ramp, man. You know, this is the show for the people, by the people, that embodies people. I'm sorry for the people on hold. I don't even see yet because I'm not upstairs in the studio. But you know, I'm glad you can hear me. But we gotta start the show off properly, man. It's been too long. We got patterns now. You know? We got to do this a certain way. We got to have a certain vibe. Even though we don't, because, you know, it's our show. We got to do how we want. But I got to have a certain vibe. We got 2 hours of humor, seriousness, last cross. Didn't I tell you to go to bed? Shut your door. Come on, man. Y'all know my kid's still awake. Now I'm back on the studio. Is the computer buffering? Hey. People, it's your man Beach Bum Gun live. 2 more days in October, 3 more days. Spooky time, Halloween time, October 28, 2021. Welcome to the Off Ramp, a show that continually shows you that my fat ass is out of shape because I keep running up and down the steps. I still ain't find what I'm looking for. Welcome to the Off-Ramp, a show for the people, by the people, that embodies the people. It's a show me and my folks get together, rap about the week's mathematics, see what's popping in these streets. Anything interested that you enjoy? Anything, something that you laughed at, something that you cried at, something that affected you emotionally, spiritually, politically? You know, this is the show where we get together and we rap about those things. Judgment-free zone. Well, it's not really a judgment-free zone. People won't judge you, but they won't know your real name. Unless you're my sister who calls in and just starts driving everybody real name after you tell her that. Don't use real names. But that's kind of how it goes around here, man. We have a good time. We have good laughs. So feel free to call in 929-477-3975. You can hit us up on the socials. As you see, I'm still in the middle of doing stuff. But hit us up on the socials. Shout out to my brother Fat Dude, hooked up all of our social accounts. Still didn't get everything out from there today, but we will be out tomorrow. Like, I start putting these recordings out. So just like that, man, we up, man. We up. We feeling good. Got my man M Extra Money on the line. M Extra Money, you're the reason why I'm late. Welcome to the offer, my brother. How you holding up?
I'm all good, brother. Glad to be on.
How's the week been going for you, man? Anything good happening?
Good, brother. Good. It's good, man. A little less busy this week than it was for prior week, so that was very refreshing, man. Y'all ready for these for the voting down next week, man? Down in your parts, man. Got a big election.
But you know where I live at, it ain't nothing but Democrats. I mean, there's definitely heavy Republicans, but you know, like in my city, I live in a city full of. I live in a very mixed city, and when you live in a mixed city, they're always going to lean towards, you know, liberal policy. So there'll never be no action in my poll.
Yeah, that governor race is heating up, though, bro.
Yeah, it should be interesting. I wonder if it's more hype than anything, but it's weird because like we really see gerrymandering down here. Because where I live in the city of Norfolk, Virginia, we are on the same ballot as Virginia's Eastern Shore. Now, Virginia Eastern Shore is about an hour away from us. You have to, you got to go like through a whole nother city to get there. And you have to travel on a bridge that's 40 miles long. So it's weird. I always find like, I mean, I get to understand. I understand why you do gerrymandering just because you can get the votes the way you want it. But I always laugh. And it's like, yo, why is us and Eastern Shore on the same, counted with the same votes? Our interests are not aligned because, you know, they're country. We're cities. So, I mean, but the governor race should be interesting. You know, so it is a lot of Republicans. I mean, it's very... Virginia is definitely split. So, you know, it should be interesting, man. Terry McCullough was down here floating around. I got a whole bunch of texts saying, hey, Pharrell's going to be in the city. Missy's going to be in the city. I'm like, yo, I'm a fan of Pharrell. I'm a fan of Missy, but I don't care about meeting people. Are you like that with celebrities? Like, when you see a celebrity, do you want to meet them?
Yeah, I don't really... Yeah, I'm kind of weird about that, too, because I don't – yeah, I mean, it'd be cool just to say, hey, what up, but I don't know if I'll really be able to hold a conversation. Like, the conversation – like, what do you hold? Like, what is our interest that we – you know what I mean, to most of these celebrities, that way you'll be able to hold a conversation. And I'm not just going to be out here, like, you know, sucking celebrity dick just because they're famous and they've been on a couple of TV shows. Like, I mean, so yeah, I'm not really into that either. Like, I don't know. It's weird, I guess, people that are.
Yeah. Hey, I got my man Blur on the line. Blur, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing tonight, my brother?
Good, man. Very, very good. Blessed and highly favored, as always. Glad to hear him extra on the line. It's always great when he's able to join us. I think y'all missing an aspect about the celebrity thing. And it's funny, it happened out here with one of the club promoters out here who I'm cool with. He posted his tech conversation with one of his homeboys. I don't know, somebody had a song out, a kind of corny song. He's like, yo, how much are tables? He's like, yo, tables $1,000, booths or whatever, $1,000. And he's like, yo, man, I ain't paying $1,000 to come see somebody say something. He's like, nah, man, you ain't coming to see him. You coming to see all the women who are going to see him, who want to shake their ass to his song. So you may not care about seeing Pharrell, but the girls who think they got a shot with Pharrell, that's who you go to see.
I mean, I'm not going to see the women that want
to see Pharrell. Well, yeah, that's also a different what was proposed, right? It was more or less whether you care about meeting celebrities, not what the celebrities are bringing to the event. So I guess, you know, if you're single, then yeah, you go to that club because the celebrity's gonna be there because of the potentials that may exist. But I guess in that sense, are they really giving you rap, or are they there just because they're trying to see if they can get a shot with Fred? I mean,
I guess Blur has a point. Like, if you're like, if Allen Iverson is going to be in the club, then you know a whole bunch of girls are going to come to the club
to see Allen Iverson, and he may only choose about four, which probably leaves about 500 disappointed women. So maybe I could get a disappointed, self-conscious woman to come home with me because she was disappointed. Like, I mean, I guess I you're trying to be the secondary prize. But, you know, as far as, like, you know what I mean? Like, when the voting people called me, it was like, yo, come see Pharrell and Missy. And I was like, I don't care about them. Not in a sense where, like, I don't recognize their greatness or I'm pretty sure they're cool. But, like, nah, yo, like, I'm not coming out of my house to see Pharrell and Missy. Now, my wife would, DJ C. Sire, she loves celebrities. Dolph Pharrell. She enjoys meeting celebrities. Hell, one of my favorite rappers of all time lives down the street from me. I don't ever want to meet him. Don't want to meet him. Because I'm afraid that I'm going to have to listen to the music and be like, you know what? I don't like this kid no more. So I don't know. But, yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting. So, Blur, do you ever want to go see celebrities? Like, are you interested? Like, somebody said Kim Kardashian is coming to town. Are you stopping what you're doing to go see her?
It's funny because I think the definition of celebrity might be changing or what you consider. I'm not going to go see Kim Kardashian, no. But Jess Blaze was performing out here. You know, he's a DJ, so his performance is just spinning. I definitely went to that club that night. I mean, and the thing was out there. And I was kind of, it was like 50-50 to hear a Jess Blaze set and 50 to see all the women that were out there. So, I mean, I guess he's a superstar producer, so I guess he's a celebrity. I was trying to think about it, though. I can't think of anybody else that I've went out to see outside of, like, I went downtown to see the Pope when he was here. I went downtown to see Farrakhan when he was here. But I don't know if those are, like, celebrities. Those are kind of, like, bigger than celebrities.
So, Is the Pope still going?
Who's more popular, the Pope or Kim Kardashian? And I'm just throwing out Kim Kardashian just because I thought she was, like, the most famous person in America. I'm not really sure who is. I don't care about celebrities. Would you say?
I said, I think the Pope wins.
I mean, I guess the Pope is more popular worldwide. Who's more popular in America?
Yeah.
We're not, like, huge Catholics.
Yeah, in America, probably Kim, but, yeah. Worldwide, though, just overall, in general, yeah, the Pope.
Yeah, because, you know, y'all...
And I don't even know, because, I mean, some people may not like Kim no more. So she might have lost some of that starting.
I mean, we got. I mean, did we trade for Kim Kardashian from Kanye West, or is Kanye West back on our team? I mean, let's be honest.
You mean Ye? Get it right. He just Ye.
Yeah, I forgot to change his name. Watch your background, or it sounds like you're doing dishes.
Yeah, mama named him Kanye. I'm gonna call him Kanye.
Now, do you say the same thing about Bruce Jenner? See,
it gets a little dangerous. It's spooky hours.
All right, so I went to this comedy show. The dude who played Day-Day's dad on Friday. I went to this comedy show, and he tells a story about running into Caitlyn Jenner, how, like, when Bruce first did the change, and he was with a bunch of people, and they were all like, Caitlyn, and falling all over. He said, he knew him. He walked in, like, Bruce? And she got so mad. I was like, I don't care about you getting mad, Bruce. Your name, Bruce.
Yeah, it's a dangerous topic, man. Because, look, if you want people to refer to you by a certain name, then, you know, that's your right. And I guess if they don't want to refer to you by that, you don't have to talk to them anymore. I never understood the point of getting that upset, but... Then again, I come from a place where, like, I'm confused about, like, names weren't synonymous. Like, it didn't have that type of a fixture in my life because I've had so many different names. But, you know, names mean a lot to people. So, you know, just got to deal how you deal with it.
I guess it's different than Caitlyn in a Jenner thing, right, because she's a transsexual, right? So it's not like Kanye or Prince where you're just trying to just go by a whole nother just name or symbol because that's what you want to do. But if you change your gender to a whole nother from Bruce to Caitlyn, saying Bruce is you not even recognizing that I made a change in my whole sexuality. I think it's a little different, I guess, because of what I would get mad about. Like, if I'm just decided to be Muslim and change my name to Muhammad, like, if you call me now or you call me whatever, right? Then,
yeah. Edit.
But,
edit.
Yeah, edit, right. But, you know what I mean? But you call me something now, so I call me my real name, then it's kind of like one of those, okay, I can, because that's what you know me by, so I can kind of like give you a little pass, still be like, yo, you know I did change it, but I can see how someone would, because you've been calling me that for the longest, right? So I can understand why that would be, you know, easier to accept than you doing the same thing, but I've done a whole sex change.
Have y'all, yeah. Do y'all know anybody or have y'all met anyone who's changed their name, like, because of that? I used to work with I guess the pronoun thing became big, but I know that the chick or dude, girl, the person that I work with, the name that we were calling her or name we were calling them wasn't, like, their government name, but it wasn't, like, a name. Their name was, like, it was a bunch of letters that was hard to pronounce because it didn't make up a real name, kind of. But everybody was supposed to call them that. And I'm like, yo, this is some bullshit. I respect their choice to be called whatever they want to be called and to be recognized as they want to be recognized. But pick a real fucking name. Or at least pick a word.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, 15 years ago, I would have said, yeah, I don't know anybody like this, right? But now that I've exposed, you know, myself to different companies, different platforms, like, I've actually seen it twice now. I'm trying to think in my head. I've seen it twice. And most recently, you know, not to give anybody's personal information, but I'm actually watching a person, and I'm trying not to give any specifics out because I don't want to violate the trust of him or her, and it's no issue with me. I just don't want to, you know, put out their personal business. But I'm watching watching the transition now. So, like, one meeting 6 months ago, it was like a girl, and now it's like a boy. But, like, I still remember the girl, but, you know, she's now a boy, I think. But, like, you know, but see, I don't ask those type of questions because I don't feel it's any of my business. I'm just fascinated with the whole process, and it's just like, it's still the same person, but it's not. So I guess that's the whole, you're living a lie and now you're becoming your who you wanted to be, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's just weird. It's like you went from having like long flowing hair to like a fade.
Yep.
Hey, I have a girl who is still a girl and went through that same change, went from long flowing hair to a fade. Text me a picture, like, just left the shop. I was like, go back. Haven't put it back. What were you thinking? Why did you do that?
But see, mine happened gradually. Like, it was like long flowing hair, and then you got like a bob cut. And then it got like a little short cut, and then it came like a fade, and now it's like a baldy. But I will say,
yeah, I mean,
you know what's scary, and this isn't about her in particular, but like the transitions that I've seen, like when girls go to dudes, it's a little scary because they all look like little, like this woman. Man, I see it starts to get confusing for me. This person is a complete adult. and she looked like a grown woman 6 months ago. Now she looks like a 14-year-old kid, like a 14-year-old boy. And that's got to be confusing if you're, like, going to a bar, because I wouldn't let her in a bar, and she's obviously of age. Like, you're putting – you're hamstringing the bouncing industry, honestly.
And well, that's what ID is for. Sorry. Show your ID. You be straight.
You wouldn't know. Like, I know because I've seen – and the pronouns mess me up, too, because her pronouns were like her, she, him, him, them, they. And I didn't know. I still don't understand the pronoun thing. I still don't get it. But, you know, if you didn't know that was – like, the other one I know. The other, and I'm not trying to put it as the other one, like there's some type, I just don't want to put any of their personal information out there because, you know, I respect them too much. I knew about that one, so I saw the after effects. So that was a man who became a woman. So when I first met her, she was a woman. And I didn't find out later that she used to be a dude. So I had no clue. Until, like, one day, like, she handed me, like, a beer, and I was like, man, you got some big hands. And at Jerry Seinfeld episode, and I was like, no way. And she was like, yeah. But, you know, you couldn't tell. And if you looked at the ID, what are you going to say? Like, this ain't you.
So what you're telling us is you were checking her out before you realized it.
No, no, no. She wasn't my type.
You were falling victim to it. I understand.
No, yeah, I can't. I don't do big girls, yo. They too much heat in the bed, yo. Too much heat, yo. The only one person could be fat. They only make kings, and I'm about the size of a king, so I need you to be able to fit on a twin.
First off, they make California kings, but yeah, I get your point.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to be able to spread out. Yeah, we both can't be spread out. I got my man New York in the building. New York, what's good, man?
Hey, man, sorry, I'm late. I mean, I was getting some good sleep with the drool on the side. You heard? Well, yeah, I mean, I'm back in full effect on this topic right here. So, I think it's just me, but. In emails, when I address people and I don't know what type of gender or pronoun they go by, I'd be so cautious of writing that email. I'd be taking his and her out until somebody else confirms that. Do y'all experience the same thing?
Bruh, I got something on it. So the way my father had me, and it's still a bad habit, he always Mr. or Mrs. because his whole idea was, you always start with respect, and if they decide to change it on you, you have a right to punch them in the face, and you can always go back to saying, yo, I started off by respecting you. You disrespected me. That's how my father thought, right? So I've always been in the habit of calling people Mr. or Mrs. I've never, you know, addressed adults by their first name until I got older. So you say that, New York, and it's funny because, you know, even when I address my team, and again, one of them, I still don't want to give out any personal information. Even though they're younger than me, I still call people by Mr. and Mrs. when we're in a work setting. And when it changed, I was like, I just started calling everybody by their first name. I don't call no one Mr. and Mrs. nothing no more. What Blur said, I'm going to just call you yo or your name unless you tell me something different. Because it's spooky nowadays. It's Halloween. It's spooky hours. Yo. It's a lot of costumes out there. Go ahead, Blair.
No, I'm going to say, yeah, I just, like, especially if I'm addressing it to someone specific, is always, hello, first name, last name, or dear, first name, last name. And then if I have to mention someone else, always plural. Like, for some reason, that's, like, one of the things, I know you talked about a thing, like, what you remember when you was a kid. I remember from, like, first grade, a teacher said, hey, if you don't know the person's name or whatever, you always make it plural. Or if you don't know if he, she, whatever. I didn't even know pronouns were until, like, recently. But I was like, you always make it plural if you're not sure. And that's from first grade, and that stuck with me always now. So I always put they, them, whatever. It's always plural.
Hmm. Interesting. MX, you got anything?
One of my cousins had went through the whole transition from a male to a female, and you know it takes saying her real name or her new name as opposed to what he was when what she was when he was a him. So I mean, but you know, ultimately, I think they complicated it to an extent where it didn't need to go. I think it was one of those things where, you know, it's like when good things go bad, when you overcomplicate things, like with the whole pronoun thing and what you want to go by. Just go by what, I mean, it shouldn't be that big of a deal for someone to identify you for what they see, right? So if you feel like you're a girl, but your outward expression as a man, then you can't fault me for saying him, right? Because how the hell am I supposed to know, right? And honestly, that's just how we taught. That was just like how we were taught English. So I just think that it was kind of like the way I look at it is I think it's like one of those things where, like, I get it, and I guess to Blur's point, I mean, you know, but whose responsibility is it, right? Right. I feel like they're putting that responsibility on the other, or like on the latter, right? To know how we're supposed to address you, as opposed to you doing that. So it shouldn't be on me. So I'm glad I'm not in the business of talking to a whole lot of people where I got to run into this. But at the same time, I don't feel like I should have the onus put on me to know how you want to be identified if you haven't outwardly said it. And you can't get mad at me for me assuming that you are a him or a he because you are, to me, looking like a male, even though inside you may feel like you're a female. Like, so to me, if you want to avoid all that, wear a fucking name tag displaying that.
Hey,
cut all that bullshit out.
It works out the other way, too. Hold on. Go ahead, Blair. You want to jump in?
I was just going to tell a funny story.
No, I will say, did y'all see that video? It was a couple of years ago about big white dude, like tall muscles, but he had like a pink halter top on, and he was yelling at somebody like a cell phone store, and the worker kept calling them sir. I'm a ma'am. It's ma'am. And then the other people in the store tried to talk him down, and the dude was like, look, I'm sorry, ma'am. We're going to get into like, sir. It's not sir. I'm a ma'am. And I was like, yo, bro, like, your shoulders is way too big. Just because you got a halter top on, man, you got a mustache and the white Howard shoulders, man. Ain't nobody going to call you ma'am off jump.
Yeah. But you know, it can work in your favor. So, and DJ, she's tired. She's still at work. But she'll tell you, one day we had a restaurant, and, like, I don't pay attention to people, right? So our waitress, I thought, was a woman. But it was actually a male, but I didn't know. And I said, it. See, that's why I get confused, because I don't get it. I don't want them to get upset, because I don't mean it in no disrespectful fashion. I just don't know how to talk about these things. So I thought it was a woman. Long hair, lipstick, eyelashes, fingernails, everything, right? So, and I was like, and I have a problem with calling people like sweetheart and honey. It's gotten me in trouble with my wife, too. But I do it to strangers. So, like, he dropped off, like, a rum and coke, and I was like, thanks, honey. And I was like, oh, and I said to him, I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm trying to get out of that habit. I didn't mean to say that to you, ma'am. And he was like, don't worry about it, and walked away. And Cheryl was like, yo, you just made his day. I was like, what do you mean made his day? Like, what are you talking about? She's like, that's a man. I was like, no, it's not. And she's like, yeah, that's a man. He was like, I think the fact that you think it's a woman made his day because that's what he's going for. I was like, no way. So when he came back over, he brought me like a free Corona, like a shot of tequila for free. And I was like, thanks, ma'am. keep them coming. So they can work in your favor if you're wrong. But yeah, it's a tough topic, but I don't want to it's a tough subject to talk about, especially if you don't have anybody from that community in there because you don't want to offend anybody. And you look for understanding. But here's a question. Blur, here's a question. I'll use myself as an example because I don't want you to think that I'm scared to have these conversations, but I also want you to let you know that I'm ignorant to have this conversation. If I want you to call me Jasona, do you have to call me Jasona, or can you call me by my government name? I probably should have used a different word than Jasona. It's probably terrible. But you get the point.
I mean, when you say have to, that's what it comes down to, have to. Ain't nobody have to do anything, but if I want to respect you, then, yeah, I'm going to call you what you asked to be called. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the two-part question. This is goes to all of y'all because I just want to see how you feel. So we all feel that as, you know, as a society, I'm pretty sure we all do. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but we all feel that because we're a compassionate society and say, hey, it's not really causing me any problems. If you want to be called a different name, cool. If my mama doesn't want me to call that, does she still have to? What do you think, Blair?
Again, it comes down to respect. Your mom still should respect you, but at the same time, she may feel like you changing your name is disrespectful to her since she gave you that name.
That's, you came out of her. Like your mom should have the reserve the right to call you whatever they want, right?
Yeah, she brought you in this world. She can take you out.
My mom can't take me out of this world. I never understood that statement. I would my mom's ass if I was even. My mom can't.
No, you
me
wouldn't.
Though.
No, you wouldn't.
Oh, I
no, you
absolutely
wouldn't.
I love my mother to death, but let's be real. Like, if my mom was trying to kill my son, I'd beat my mom's ass.
Wait, see, not try to kill your son. If she squares up
yeah,
on you, you not going to do nothing.
At a whole nother level, yeah, yeah.
But my mom's got a handicap pass. She can't beat me.
Yes, she can, because you're not going to fight back.
Yeah, most definitely, yo. My mom joked me up by the collar one time. I did not fight back, yo. I was so scared. I didn't even do nothing, y'all. I mean, you just got to let her have it. You just got to let her have it, yo.
But can your mom beat you, yo?
Look,
like
she for a level with a mean hook. I don't know. She might catch me with a sleeper. I'll be out.
Look, if the zombie apocalypse comes and it's you and your mom, like, mom got to go. Like, she's old. Like, this time, she already had her time. It goes to the youth.
She lived a good life, huh?
She sunk off. So I'm going around. So, MX Shimani, same goes to you. Do you feel like a transgender mom still has the right to call them by the name that they named them?
I feel like if she wants to have a relationship with her child moving forward, then she should respect her child's wishes to be change, you know, for the name to be changed. But, you know, I feel like they have a strong case to be able to, you know what I mean, call that or her child by whoever, whatever name she gave her. You know what I mean? So, but I think that ultimately you're gonna ruin that relationship, though. So, like, I feel like if one of my daughters changed their name and I ain't like that name, I'm just going to call them what I gave their name to. Like, I'm going to give their name. Like, then it's going to be, you know, whatever. It's going to be what it is. But,
and that's,
but, you know, but if she says, in the same token, I'm going to stop coming over here because you're not respecting me, that may, you know, get me to move away from that line of thinking because, I'll be weighing the relationship with my child over a name, and I don't know if that'd be
yeah good. I mean, that goes to what I was saying. Like, they have every right not to be around somebody who doesn't respect the fact that they want to be called something different. So I feel like your mom got a strong case to be like, yo, everybody else can call you Johnny, but I'm calling you Jane because you came out of me and that's what I named you. And that's is that your parent, right? Like, when do your parents, and I and we had this discussion. Let me get a New York. And we could get off this discussion, honestly, but I just thought it was interesting. New York, what you think? You think a mom has the right to call you whatever she wants?
Yeah, I think it does come down to the underlying respect to it, because I mean, at the end of the day, for me, yeah, I don't call my my mom's, like, when I start a conversation with her, I just start a conversation with her. I recognize that's my mom, but I don't call her mom. I don't call her mother. I don't call her mommy. I don't call her nothing. It's the same thing for my dad. I just strike up a conversation with him. But in conversation like these, I do recognize them as my parents, and I would say that's my mom or my dad. But calling them mom or dad, and me, I'm just different. I don't do that. I just strike up a conversation. But as far as the respect level goes, I mean, it just depends. It just really depends on. It really depends on the time of your parents growing up, stuff like that. Do they actually understand that the world is changing and stuff like that? And it's just up to them if they want to respect you, if you want to change your gender and stuff like that, or you want to be classified as something else. I think that respect lies on the individual's parents and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's probably, like, more respectful. They more in tune with it. Okay, you want to change your name, you want to change your gender, you want to be called this. But, I mean, some parents probably don't want to do that. I gave you that name. That name is a staple. I gave you that name for a reason. So, I mean, I'm going to call you this name. Stuff like that. Because I know I introduce people. When I get introduced to people, I tell them the shorthand of my middle name. Be like, yo, call me this. But, I mean, if you're comfortable now, we friends and stuff like that, you know what I mean? You call me by my government, but, I mean, you ain't got to call me by my government out loud and stuff like that. Don't call me my government out loud in public and all this other stuff. I'm still wary about that, but, yeah, I mean, that's just my take on it.
So you don't pick up the phone and be like, hey, mom?
No, like, literally, she just called me today. I mean, we just started a conversation. Even with my father, like, you know, you just start a conversation. I'll be like, yo, hey, I just be like, hey, or I just go straight into the conversation. I'll be like, no, because, like, when they get their attention, I just walk up to them. Be like, yo, so this, that, boom, 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 boom. Be like, nah, no hey mom, no hey dad, hey pops, no nothing. I don't do that.
So if you have a child, you don't want your child to call you dad?
You ain't gotta address me by a certain type of title, because I think for me this is the reason why I don't address my parents with their titles, because I already understand that title and that role that they play in my life. So something that's understood don't always gotta be explained. So when I come up to them every time, I don't have to say hey mom, hey dad, and stuff like that. I just feel comfortable just starting a conversation with them.
I wonder if that's because you've always had, like, close proximity with your parents. So, like, I left my parents at basically 17. And never moved back home. So, like, I've always appreciated the fact when I saw them. But, I mean, it's all personal. There's nothing wrong with it. I just find it interesting. Man, that's pretty crazy. Now, let me ask y'all this, and I've asked all y'all. So, who was at the top? Was it Blur? I think Blur was at the top. Is it different for a dad? Like, does a dad have to respect that decision versus a mom who you literally came out of? Or does a dad hold that same respect title as this is what the name I gave you, I have the right to call you this?
I think it's the same. I think it's exactly the same. Like, yeah, it's the same. You have, if I want to respect you, not if I want to respect you, but yeah, out of respect, I can try to call you by the name you picked up. But as your parent, that's the name I gave you, whether I'm your
whether your mother came up with the name or your father did, we agreed on this name for whatever reason. This is what we named you, so you're going to always be this to us. I think both parents have that, I won't say right, but definitely have that excuse or that explanation to fall back on, and it's still valid no matter which parent it is.
Am I extra?
Well, you know, I'm always pro-dad. You know, I'm always pro-dad.
Yeah, I know
anyway.
You're pro-dad, but...
So I'm always going, we got the same rights, man. Ain't going to be no difference of rights going on around here. So, because you never know. I mean, shit, like, you know, if the dad, I named all my kids, so, like, you know what I mean? So it's just, you know, so I feel like I have some stake in that game, you know?
Okay. New York, you feel the same? Dad's got the same equal right?
Yeah, I feel that. I mean, yeah. This time
okay.
Is changing, I mean, because it's certain things. I mean, yeah, it's just, it's different. It's different from when it was back then to now. So, I mean, it's just up on the parent just to change if they feel like doing so.
I can't believe you spent 40 minutes on this, but my last comment on this, and we'll go right down the line. Any daughter that still calls her dad daddy, like, I would have never married. Like, if me and DJ C. Siren walked in her parents' house and she said, "Hey, daddy," and I ran up to her dad and gave her a hug, I immediately think, like, there's something going on. It's something weird.
Ivanka Trump still calls Donald Trump daddy, and she's the daughter to a billionaire. I think you would have been all right.
She's saying that
she wants a woman. But hold on. Didn't Trump say she was the sexiest woman alive or something like that?
I don't know if he said that, but I think he said something like he would holler at her if she wasn't his daughter or something like that.
See? Creepy.
Yeah, that's creepy. But listen, man, you just ain't the right word for my daughter, then, if that's the case. So they call me whatever the hell they want to call. I don't give a shit what you say.
But do they come in and like, "Hey, daddy"? It might be.
You got a problem with it. We can see it that way. But I mean, obviously, I'm not going to be like, "Yo, he has a problem with it, so you should stop calling me that." Nah, you find yourself another.
But see, that could also
I wouldn't
imagine
that one. The boyfriend has to adjust. The daughter and the dad ain't got to adjust. The boyfriend gonna have to adjust.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, see, and that's what I was going to say. That could be my blind spot because I don't have a daughter. But I also don't feel like a woman should call her boyfriend, husband, or significant other daddy either. Like, I find that more creepy. Like, don't call me daddy. I'm not your daddy.
Yeah.
I ain't going for it. I used to have that same thought back when in my younger days. Now, I don't even care. I mean, I'm not looking for it, but, I mean, hey, call me daddy all you want. I'm with it.
Yeah, like,
you pull your legs up like I'm changing your diaper? Yeah, go ahead.
Like, and that also bothered me. If she's calling you daddy while you're having sex with her, something happened.
Nah, man, nah, you reach it.
Yeah, I don't think
that.
So.
That's a reach, yeah.
Why is she thinking about her dad while you're putting your penis in her?
Because I think that's it's not that she's thinking about her dad, because I seriously doubt any woman's thinking about her dad if she's having sex, unless she's probably getting raped, but and she's trying to look for help or somebody that way. But, you know, I just think that it's just one of those lines. It's almost like using the word, the N-word, right? It's just kind of like, it's just that, we say it's a term of endearment, and they just think it's a sexy way of describing their male partner, right? Like, so that's why they do it. It's not – I can see where you're coming from, but from their perspective, it's like just a word that they just choose to use to describe what's going on and how they're feeling about you, to me. Somebody, you know what I mean, has told them that was cool to say.
Like, you see, I always thought, like – the person, the man who's in control, the man who's in charge in that moment or whatever it is.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
They're not thinking of their dad sexually. It's like, all right, yeah, you're the one calling the shots. I'm listening in to you right now.
Right. Y'all are making the dumbest excuse I've ever heard, and I love y'all. You can't tell me a woman, when you're putting a pipe on a woman and she's calling you daddy, that she's not thinking about her daddy when she's calling you daddy.
Because she's not.
She's not.
How do you
what about the
y'all
woman
know?
That got daddy issues?
The proof is on my side. In the court of law, she's calling you dad.
But that don't mean she's thinking about her dad.
Nah.
You don't know
what about
she
the woman
that
never
got
even
daddy
met
that
dad. Exactly.
What
about
thinking?
The woman
you're
that got daddy issues?
All we know is what she's calling you. Go ahead, New York, New York. You decide. Go ahead, New York.
No, I'm saying, I'm just saying, yo, what about the woman that goes that just had daddy issues? They never seen any dad. Like Blair said, you know what I mean? They don't know nothing. You know what I mean? Call me daddy, of course. What?
I don't want to be nobody's dad, yo. I just want to be my son's dad. That's it. He said, sorry, do you be calling me daddy?
In reference to Julius, kind of like, hey, Daddy.
Yeah. She'll say that to get our son's attention. Mm-hmm. Right. So when I'm hitting it, you ain't never wanted me to call me Daddy?
No,
it's weird.
It's not part of my...
See, what you're telling us is you ain't been putting it down right. That's all. That's all you're telling us. That's what you tell me. And hey, that could be it. If you ain't putting it down right, that's cool.
Blur, you might have found something out. So let me ask you this, DJ Cesar. Have you ever called another man Daddy?
No.
She lying.
My daddy.
He said that drink way too quick, yo. Way too quick.
Do you
think she's
sorry? Got a Mexican in Cabo named Daddy.
Nah, if he's Mexican, he's Poppy.
He's Poppy. Do you call your dad Daddy? You don't call your dad Daddy. I don't think we've ever... I don't think you've ever walked in like, hey, Daddy. Daddy's just become a creepy word, right?
It just depends. Like, Dad, hey, if I'm calling for him, like from another room.
Yeah, I guess the hey, Daddy is a little weird.
Yeah.
I guess, I you know what? If she's, DJ, now that she said it, DJ, she sounds right. She does be in the house because she just said it how I do here. She'd be like, Daddy, and that's it. So I guess it's not that bad. But I'm like, yeah, you're an adult, man.
You lunch with the whole thing anyway. Like, it's you grow up doing certain things and calling your parents certain things. You ain't going to stop because you got married.
Okay. It's not.
But don't you stop calling.
Out, so.
Don't most people stop calling their dad, daddy after, like, I mean.
As a male,
adolescence,
yeah.
I guess.
I mean, you
that's
like.
That's why I say
like,
it's weird.
Like, yeah, when you're like 5 and you say daddy, you know what I mean? But when you're like 20, you're going to say dad, you know what I mean, or pops or something. You ain't going to be like daddy as a male to him, but a female to him, you know what I mean? Like, I'll still call my mom, mommy. I'll just call her whatever the hell I want to call her. But, I mean, you know what I'm saying? But if I'm used to calling her mommy, I'm not going to stop because I'm 40 years old. You know what I mean? I'm just going to call her mommy because that's because she's my mom.
So do your daughters still call you daddy or do they say dad or pops?
My youngest one. My oldest one just thinks that she's just too damn grown any damn way. So she's
why is it cool for you to call your mom mommy but not cool for you to call your dad daddy? Is this just a male thing?
Yeah, it's a male thing for me, I think.
Always a male thing, man. Male pride, man, and good for us that we do, but yeah. Certain things. I don't think I've ever called. I think I called my dad once because that's not how we grew up calling him.
Yeah.
And it sounded so weird. Yeah, I called him dad once. I'm like, nah, this don't sound right. And then I guess I got older, it's turned into pops. So it's just been pops ever since. But never called him daddy and never called him dad.
Look, when I met
you
and y'all referred to y'all. Look, when I met them, when I met the Team Blur. And they referred to their dad as the name. And it wasn't like, I just want to put their personal information out. It wasn't his first name. It was just another name. I was so confused.
You can say it.
It's Junior. Everybody calls my dad Junior because
Blur, let me say, because it's from the outside. Right? It's your dad, right? You love him to death. I love your dad. Your dad's always treated me great. So when I first met Blur now, and I met the family, he was like, yeah, it's my dad, Junior. And I was like, no, he's a junior.
That's a nickname.
It's not a nickname. It's an article.
That is a nickname.
If our son was Junior, that's
if you call somebody other than the name, it's a nickname. Junior is a common nickname.
No, they're calling him by his article of reference.
It's a nickname.
I'm not arguing with you tonight.
I think y'all both might be right, though. Ironically, I think y'all both are right there.
I don't know why they're calling him that. Like,
it's semantics in our household. This is what happens when you have a good relationship. You argue over dumb stuff. And I'm already going to argue with DJ C. Simon, like, because she proved to me earlier this week why she doesn't love me anymore, and I want to have that conversation with y'all. But let's go back to the story. So when I met y'all was like, yeah, this Junior. And I was like, I can't call him Junior. My dad would kill me. Like, I just know him as y'all pops. And I was like, I was so confused because I'm like, yo, that's not even his name. Like, it's not who he is, which is my best friend's father. It's not his name. It's like a title. I can't call him Mr. Nickname.
I mean, people do, though. They say Mr. Junior. Like, that's just what he's called.
Look, you saw what Mr. Junior called him, sir. Look. Would you say, I'm actually breaking up?
I said, Mr. Junior doesn't sound right. It feels real disrespectful
no,
to say Mr. Junior.
It does.
I don't
Bruh,
think I would
and
do
I never
that. I would be like, yeah. I would call the last
Look,
name. I would like, Mr. whatever your last name is or something. I would definitely wouldn't say Mr. Junior. Yeah.
Blur is one of the few people in this world I take a bullet for. I've known him since I was a child. I called his mother Mom. I called his dad Mr. Such and Such.
Yeah,
it was
yeah, definitely. It's almost like you stunning your dad, your pops. Like when you be like, "Yo, what up, Junior?" Like, come on, yo, you're the man. Come on, yo, put some respect on that man's name, yeah.
And that's the funny thing. He definitely demanded respect from everybody, but Junior was kind of like his first name. Like you would call somebody like Mr. Willie or Mr. James or something like that. They're just like Mr. Junior. That was just like that's what he was at his job everywhere. That's what they called him.
That man, that's a fact. That's a fact though, because I had a young friend that, you know what I mean, from the neighborhood. We just called him Junior, you know what I mean, because he was just a little, you know what I mean, a little kid, you know what I mean. But as soon as he got older, he's like, yeah, don't call me Junior no more. Call me by my real name, son. Yeah, I definitely saw that.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. A great, great, great guy. He's still with us. I don't want to act like he's past tense, but. And he definitely worried me as a kid. I was like, yeah. Like, he didn't worry me. Like, I knew, like, he treated me like everyone else who came through the household. Like, you know, with love and, you know, respect the house. But, you know, I'll bust your ass if I need to. But he definitely had me worried that he was going to kill Blur a couple times. One time, Blur.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that time you sat outside the church and was like, I ain't going home ever. I was like,
oh, yeah, man. Dude ruled the house with an iron fist and a lot of fear. So that's what I'm saying. Like I said, he demanded respect. Speaking of which, let me ask y'all a question, because I'm glad we got three men on here and a woman. My pops is always trying to hook me up and trying to marry me off. Is that weird? Is that weird to anybody else that a man is trying to do that?
Yes, because why would a man get married again?
Yeah, silence. No, I gotta say the same thing too, because I think my pops always preach to me, you know what I mean, just make sure you settle down with the right one, you know what I mean? Don't choose too early, you know what I mean, go through life and all that other stuff. Yeah. He wasn't trying to marry me off. Definitely my mom's definitely not ready for no grandkids, yo.
Yeah, I mean I guess that's the thing. Like, why do you want it? Like, why would – it does seem weird because I wouldn't want – I would tell my son, get married to a woman that loves you, that you feel like that you – that doesn't give you that many problems that you think you can make it to death with, because that's your goal. only if you want to have a family. Like, if my son doesn't want any kids, I would tell him never get married.
And I'm going to tell him never to live that bad life. That's what I'm going to tell him now. We're going to be counteracting his own.
You sound like you're an auto-tune. What happened?
Don't know, but I said I'm going to tell my nephew to live the fad life, yeah.
Yeah, your sister-in-law is not going for that at all. But your sister-in-law is not going for that at all. But, yeah, it is weird, Blur. Like, I would have never thought your dad would tell y'all, like, would try to get you married even though you've already given him a grandchild. But he might.
It's weird. Like, he first said it, like, I think at my sister's wedding, he was like, all right, you're the last one I got to get married off. I'm like, wait, what? Because I'm the only one of my siblings who isn't married or hasn't been married. And I'm like, all right, man, that's a man law violation. Pops, what you talking about? I mean, don't be rushing me into marriage. And we've settled here before how I donated a kidney. This man was trying to change the hospital just because he thought the nurses at the other hospital looked better, and he was trying to hook me up with them. I'm like, you're doing too much, dude. You're doing way too much about this.
Have you ever asked him, like, why does he want you to get married? Because it's not
nah, man, I ain't trying to. I'm not bringing it up to him. I didn't ask him. I just told him it was weird. I was talking to him a couple of weeks ago about, I don't know, I think about child support and, like, bills and stuff, and I can't wait for the child support to be over. And he was like, hey, just get a girl and move her on so y'all can combine income. Move her in so y'all can combine income. I'm like, Pops, man, what's up with you?
Hey, you can get – look, I get married again for the right price. No offense, DJ Cesar. I married you free. For the right price, I get married. DJ Cesar left me. It's going to take a hefty – Kim Kardashian, I marry her. I'd be a better husband than Kanye. I'd be way more entertaining on that show. And wouldn't even care about other dudes bothering her. But it's going to take a lot of money. Do you think you would encourage your son to get married?
Yes.
Why? Because your marriage is great, huh?
It's not based off of my marriage.
Why are
we basing it off of other people?
So why would you tell him to get married?
Because
there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just wondering your opinion. I can't touch you. See, this is why I'm encouraging him not to get married. You can't even touch a wife after 2 years. Go ahead.
2 years. I guess, I mean, clearly you don't see any enriching part of being in a
it's
relationship.
It's not me. It's about
person.
You. Why would you
no,
want
you
your son?
You don't.
I'm asking, this isn't about me.
Really
this
sad.
Is about you. Why would you encourage your son to get married?
Because
that whole interaction is funny as hell.
I just don't understand why you would.
It's not about me. The question is, why would you encourage your son to get married? Stop bringing me into this. This isn't about me. We can talk about that in therapy.
I mean, for all people, for a lot of people.
Not all people, you. It's
why
would DJ Cesar? It's why would DJ Cesar encourage her something?
Because better? A lot of people, I'm saying that's why I just because a lot of people find a relationship with someone who's there to support you as fulfilling and enriching. I mean, if you go travel somewhere by yourself, I mean that's cool. It's nice to share experiences with people that you care about and. And,
yeah, you can do that
yeah,
who wants
to be alone all the time?
Go ahead, Max. I said you can have a permanent girlfriend without a piece of paper.
Would you say?
Permanent plus, yeah, speak up. I said you can have a permanent plus one without getting married.
A what?
You can have a permanent plus one without being. I wouldn't even advise him to do that.
But, I mean, to have to go out and find someone who's okay with that because a lot of people, I mean, you have to find someone that's like-minded, if that's the way you are thinking, but sometimes that's a headache because some people don't want to be permanent plus one. Some people want to be in a committed relationship with each other. And I, you know, so being able to do all those things with someone who's doing other things with other people might not be ideal.
All right, so let me pose this question to everybody real quick, just because we're on, and this has been my new shit, right? It's all about life partners, not about husband and wife. Life partners, right? Because you think about it, a lot of people, especially in this country, where you got skyrocketing divorces, divorce rates through the roof. Now, there's a lot of layers.
Are you running?
That,
are you running?
So there's a lot of reasons why that is in terms of the divorce rates, whatever. So I want to get down that path. But do you think that this society, in terms of the nuclear family is kind of out the window at this point, right? And a lot of people are trying to get back to that nuclear family where you got this, you know, husband and wife raising kids, right? But that's not what's going on today. But so my theory is that if we get to this life partnership idea where you can still be committed to a person and you can still have, because we now know that we can do this in itself because you have same-sex couples in certain states where marriage isn't legal for them, they still have all these rights. They got medical directives. They got all these, you know what I mean, the kind of legal documents that says that, hey, I'm committed to this person. I can make these decisions. We can share the same bank account. We can be in the same house. We can live our life without some judge or some clerk at your county local office signing that piece of paper saying that. You can still have a commitment ceremony. You can still do all that kind of stuff, showing your love and appreciation for that person, but just not have the legal side of things. Would that make things better? Because a lot of people fear divorce and they fear marriage because of what the ramifications that come with having someone, i.e. a judge, be able to dictate child support, dictate how much you pay, what you get, whether it's getting 50-50, even if you didn't even come in with 50-50, because if you want to talk about prenups, well, that's exactly what I'm talking about. So cancel the marriage certificate, insert prenup, which is a legal document that says this is what we're agreeing to in our life partnership. So my question is, I guess my question is, do you think if people focus more on life partnerships and less on the marriage piece of it, would we be a better society today?
Let me jump in first. I'm going to say no, just because I think that's when, for most people, I'll say most, I know it's not 100%, but I think most people are thinking life partners when they think marriage. I think they're thinking that's one and the same. Now, I know we all know about 50% marriage and then divorce, just like you mentioned, but I don't think anyone's going into marriage thinking that. I think they're thinking, okay, this is the person I'm going to be with forever. Now, you brought up the same-sex couples. They were doing all that because they could get married. Marriage covers all of that stuff, having just rights in general, from medical rights to inheritance to having some other stuff too that I was just dealing with at work today. So yeah, marriage kind of is a catch-all. You're automatically the next of kin, so you have end-of-life rights and things like that. So you have, which isn't always a good thing, but yeah, like when you're married, that just takes care of everything. And yeah, people who were LGBTQ, whatever, who couldn't get married, they had to find ways around it. So yeah, if you don't want to get married, you do have other options and other documents and other things you could do, but you're essentially just getting married without getting married. So why not just get married?
Because it's harder to get out of it. That's why.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I think when people do that, they're not going into it thinking, I'm going to want to get out of this someday. I think they're going into it like, hey, this is my life partner. This is it. This is the person I'm going to be attached to for the rest of my life. I mean, if you have reservations about that, which I guess is sometimes smart to do, then yeah, do the prenup or whatever. But for the most part, I think people are entering that thing thinking this is it.
So when you say getting a prenup, is you going in there thinking, hey, this may not last forever? Because otherwise, why the hell are you getting a prenup?
Good question, because I was about to ask that. Right after that. Let me know. Let me know. Share some experience. Why is it so quiet right now? Y'all share some experience on that.
Look, and I've never been married, but from what I can understand, I do deal with a family law attorney, so I see a lot of people coming in for divorces and for prenups. And for the most part, it's just fear. It's always, hey, this could be, we expect this to last forever, but numbers don't lie. And we know like 50% of marriages end in divorce. But hey, I'm expecting this person to be it. That's why we're walking down this aisle. I just saw three people get married today at the courthouse. Like, yeah, these people are not going into like, hey, this is like this the 50-50 shot, we're gonna make it. Nah, it's like, all right, we hoping for the best but planning for the worst. We think this is gonna last forever, but if it don't, here's where we stand.
So do you think so in that aspect, right? So if you thinking like, yeah, I mean, the shorty is the one or whatever, right? But you still wanna plan for the worst, right? What does that really mean? I mean, because if you want to get in a certain type of commitment with shorty, you expecting it to last forever, but you don't want her to take half of everything or take more than what she, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, you don't want her to take more than what you already have, you know what I mean? When a divorce comes, is it? I don't even know how to ask this question. How would you do it? How would you do it? And I think that's my question. How would you do it? Because I think divorce is.
I've never been through it. I got friends who have, but I mean, I think divorce is basically, you know, it makes sense where. You know, and I know it differs per state, but it makes sense. Like, if you was a millionaire, she wasn't, y'all got divorced, you know, she shouldn't automatically become a millionaire. But, you know, she should have, if she was accustomed to a certain life for a certain period of time, you should take that into effect. But, like, if y'all made millions, like, neither one of y'all was millionaires, and then y'all got married. Hey, somebody watch their background.
Who is that? Somebody driving. That's my phone. It's a helicopter.
Oh, you got the ghetto bird on here? You all right?
I just hide in my car for a second.
But, like, if y'all made millions together, it would make sense why. Yeah, I told y'all to take the car and those big tonight. See, that's why I don't gamble anymore. I would have lost. But, that's why, you know, if y'all made millions together, like, she deserves half. But, like, if you were a millionaire and then you married her, I don't necessarily think that, you know, she should get half your money if, you know, she didn't make half your money.
Well, there's reasons behind all that, but I think to address your question, I think you got to go into it with somebody that you're, I hate the word yoked, like they always say equally yoked, but like DJ C. Siren said, you got to meet somebody who's on the same page as you, who not necessarily thinks like you, but can at least understand where you're coming from. I've talked with chicks all the time, and it's all about, like, explaining how I see things and they explaining how they see things. So I'm really big on planning for the worst. Like, I was talking to my brother, I don't think they really teach that no more. I really don't think young people are planning for the worst. They just think everything's going to work out. Plan A, everything's going to work out exactly the way I envisioned it. And if it don't, they don't have any backup plan. I think you got to just explain that to your partner. If that, like me, I understand, hey, I want the best to happen out. This is our plan A, but if it don't work out, we got to have a plan B, and this is it. And I think you just explain that to your partner and be like, hey,
yeah, I'm all in, 100 grand, 10 toes down. But something happened. I mean, if you paralyzed, I might not be able to stand by you. So here we go. This is what you're going to get. This is what I'm going to get.
Yeah, so, but
that's where I'm coming from, right? So I'm not saying that you're not 100% committed one way or another. I'm not saying that you going into a life partner the same way you're going into a marriage, because you actually are, right? Because I'm committing to you. I'm committing to be your life partner. But I just don't need a judge to ratify that, right? And I don't need a judge if we decide to say, you know what, we just ain't digging each other no more. Decide the fate. And if you really of equal yoke and you're having these conversations anyway, then that prenup is going to state that just as well as any other document that you would have if y'all went into business together. But what I fear, though, and this is me speaking as someone who actually went through it first, is that my fear get back into that same situation. It's like I'm still sticking myself, Tony, because, again, you get somebody to still decide things that, because like you said, it's just a catch-all. You say marriage, and then it's a catch-all. And the only way it becomes not a catch-all is if you put a legal document in place. So I'm saying screw the marriage. Get the life partner that you want, that you vibe with, that you can commit to, do all that kind of shit, and then put that legal document in place, because I wouldn't, honestly, even if I wanted to get married again, I would not get married again without a prenup in place. So why the hell would I just get married? Just nix the whole marriage idea and just put the prenup in place. We could still be like partners. We could do everything that married people do with that legal document. And if we decide to split, we just go. We just walk away clean. Clean break. No court,
I mean,
no cause. No, have to worry about
it. I can agree with that.
You just walk away with what you left with, bro. Or whatever you put in that document. And you, it's a clean
and that's
clean.
My sentiments, too. That's my sentiments,
no
too, because I was like...
Let me ask the only woman on the call tonight one question before she falls asleep. Because, MX, you make a good point. So, DJ C-Siren, this is us. This is me and you. We got married. Why did you need a judge, someone you didn't know? Why was it important for you to have someone you didn't know validate our love? Did you not think I was talking to you?
I mean, no, it's not about validating love. I mean, this is a legal and religious process. So if you don't go through it that way, then...
You know how many guys I believe in? I'm rolling with the engines.
Whatever.
I'm not doing it. The Florida State people said it was cool.
No. Yeah, the Seminoles said they're fine with it.
So why was it important for you to have us get married?
I mean, it's part of the society.
Because I'd have kept smashing you forever. I mean, you know, I'm going to joke. It's just a jab.
Yeah, no, I mean, I mean.
Oh,
society,
right?
Friends forever, but no, I wanted to have a husband. I mean, it's just.
But why?
Say it's part of,
I'm just wondering. Is it just
to be
religion? It's just,
yeah.
It's just religion.
Society and religion and whatever. I mean,
but society wouldn't judge you. I mean, you weren't married before me, and no one judged you. You were still loved. See, that's why, and I agree with DJ C. Simon. That's why I wanted to get married, because I thought it was important for the kids. So the only reason why you want to get married, huh?
You didn't have kids before then.
I mean, it's a commitment. If you don't get married, then what? Like, what are you?
But you
still
have
a commitment.
You still have a commitment.
Yeah.
If I was cheating on you with 10 women, you would leave me in a heartbeat. Like, that commitment isn't that. You're not one of those types who's like, I'm gonna stay with you no matter what. We made this commitment. I'm going to love you forever, and we're going to do this together forever.
No.
You're definitely going to leave me.
The commitment is that you have an additional reason to not do it. Now, whether you choose to or not. But
that has to stop
you
anybody.
Think someone I don't know is the reason why I wouldn't cheat on you?
I'm just saying, like, I mean, in terms of a committed relationship.
See, that's my point, right? So my point, you kind of made my point.
But I'm not going
right?
to
so,
stay with someone for 10 years and not get married to them. I'm not going to do it.
But that's the question.
But you're still, why? Yeah, so because everything that you said, right, like, you're still in a committed relationship. You're in there for 10 years. You're committed. You're in a committed relationship. Point blank, period. You're doing everything you're doing. You're going traveling. You're building the whole life together. After 10 years, you're doing everything a marriage that you're doing in the marriage. You are. You don't want to say that you are, but you are, right? You're in a committed relationship. It's just y'all. But if you're going to tell me that the marriage is going to stop someone from cheating, well, we know the facts. It's about that. The facts is that doesn't happen at all. People leave right off the break. Off of that, right? Infidelity, right? You ain't going to stand on that. A ring and a marriage that somebody signed, a judge signed, is not going to keep you in a relationship, period. So what's going to keep you in a relationship is the commitment between you and your partner. And that can withstand a piece of paper that someone signed, regardless.
Yeah, without getting all the extra parties involved and stuff like that.
Exactly. Because if you're going to work through a marriage after infidelity, then that's you and your partner putting in that work, right? But that damn sure ain't going to keep somebody from cheating, or it ain't going to keep someone from doing another dumb shit to have irreconcilable differences, right? Like, so we already know that changes as time goes, as you change, as people change, all that kind of shit. That's what I'm saying. That's the purpose of my call, right? If we understand, looking at the history of where we are, because I know societal says that we should be married. Societal also says that we should have a nuclear family. Right now in 2021, going to 2022, we do not have nuclear families, and we know that the divorce rate is high as shit. So why are we keep on going down this same path without thinking about an alternative to what society has already proven is not successful?
Well,
you wouldn't keep on putting money into a stock that you lose every 50% every year. You wouldn't keep doing that. You wouldn't keep investing in any kind of business that you lose 50% of every year. You wouldn't.
Yeah, so I was like, is it because of the taxes? Is it because of the, like?
Hey, hold on, New York. Let the lady know. She's the only one on here, so I'm trying to get the floor. Not because she's my wife, and that
I
want to
hear
the family. But she's the only woman on here, so I'm trying to get her.
I'm sorry, we married, huh? I get to talk. So, no. No, one is... my question is...
Why'd you put a big
She just took the floor. She just took the floor. She got it.
Yo, but you can't throw a big junkie down and not get laughs, though, yo. You gotta go in, let the pause, let the claps happen, and then you can go. You can go see DJ C side. But, you know, that was funny as hell. All right, read that.
All right. Well, my question is, I know you keep talking about these legal things in terms of medical stuff. I don't know what they are, because clearly if you are not married and there is someone who is in the hospital, you're not going to be next of kin. You're not going to have the decisions made for the person you love. It will go to their family.
That would be just like a living will. So yeah, you can get that.
Yeah,
you can do a living will, but who does that?
I'm just saying.
Okay,
I'm just saying that's how you get around.
You're not committed enough to get married. You're not in some legal documents anyway. So two, I'm not looking at this as a society problem. I'm not looking at being married as, oh, because 50% of people, or whatever the percentage is now that we're coming up with, are getting divorced, what that has to do with me and the relationship that I'm in. I don't let that doesn't dictate how I think about going into, or how I went into a marriage, or how I think what makes sense to me in terms of marriage. I mean, we can look at numbers and statistics and things like that, but when it comes to relationships and things like that, I think it's personally null and void. It doesn't matter. But I'm looking at the relationships I had previously, and if you were to
ain't none of them niggas shit.
If you were to tell me that, you know, I'm in a relationship with someone for X amount of years, and I feel like they're committed to me, but they never want to get married, or that we're going to continue, or that we were going to continue the relationship that we had without any further step commitment other than, oh, we're going to be together forever, it just wouldn't sit right with me. And that's how I look at it. Like, that's nothing I would ever do, because it's, you can say it's not it, but it's just a fear of commitment and not wanting to be, and like I'm saying, no, getting married does not guarantee no one's going to cheat, but clearly you don't want to have a commitment in terms of marriage or engagement or something like that. You don't want to commit either. Like, I mean,
why do you give me so many problems, and I'm the one that committed? That's what I don't get with you women. The ones who commit,
yeah, what do you mean we don't want to commit?
Number one,
don't
he's
from,
he
don't want
is
to commit,
he like,
though.
I'm
we
the worst, I'm the worst wife ever.
No, there's going to be some worse ones out there. there's some ones that I didn't have a shot.
But you know what I'm saying? So I think to come out and say that, and like, I'm sorry, it, personally, if a guy comes up to me, if a guy came up to me and kicked that BS about, oh, we're going to be united by our spirits and da da da, but I'm not gonna get married to you, I'd be like, okay, you BSing. You don't care about me. You know what I'm saying? It's just not my level. It wouldn't sit right with me, and that's not the person that would be for me, because that's not a committed relationship in my mind. Because clearly, I would say, okay, yeah, because he wants to go out and fuck 2-10 other girls or whoever else he can find, and then be like, hey, we ain't married. That's basically how I said
that. And I think that's a common female trait, right? But the guy that's going to say, hey, and this is the problem. This is the problem with the way y'all think. And I say y'all because a lot of women say the same thing, right? Because you think that because a man says, hey, I want to get married to you, don't think that he has those thoughts, right? Now, half of us do, half of us don't, hence the 50% divorce rate, male and female, right? So you can't keep a guy just by you saying, oh, because you put a ring on my finger, that means that I'm going to be 100% till death do us part, which we know isn't true, right? So I think that when you say commitment, meaning marriage means commitment, but a life partner doesn't mean commitment, I think that's like short-sighted, right? Because I can still be in a committed relationship without a judge, because that commitment is me signing that legal document saying that you are my medical director. Like, you all have rights to all my estate through my living will that says that, hey, this is what we entered into. That same document that you signed that's called a marriage certificate, I'm signing a different legal document that says you are my committed life partner. That's the reason why I'm turning over my assets to you, right? Because that's all I'm doing in the marriage certificate, as Gloria just stated, right? It's just a catch-all. But when you sign that document, it's basically you saying, I got all your medical rights. I get 50%. I'm the next of kin. I get all this rights to you as a person. I can do that through a legal document. But why is that not considered the same commitment?
I think we have to, I don't know what the numbers are. I think it's easily tracked, divorces. I mean, it could easily be 50% of civil unions are separated. So I just don't think it's easily as tracked. I mean, I think it sounds like, and I think the numbers would probably make it sound like, hey, half of marriages fail. Non-marriage civil unions might be higher than that. I mean, people change and they grow apart, and then the relationship ends. That just happens. I mean, it seems like they're I don't say one in the same, but it's like whatever works best for you. Because if you're going to do all the documents, the living wills, the financial will, like it might be easier just, hey, go down to the courthouse, spend 10 minutes, and get married. I mean, it's essentially going to result in the same thing, and it still may result in a separation or a divorce, whichever way you go. It's like, I mean, six in one hand, half a dozen in the other. Just how do you want to get to the same end result?
But we know that we know one is going to be a lot more harder to get out of than the other, though, right?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be, though. Like, if you put that in your prenup, or depending on the person, if y'all just agree to that, it's perfectly like, I deal with a lot of uncontested divorces where the people are just like, all right, we're going our separate ways. We just want to get this done. Like, yeah, we do that. I'm doing a lot of that shit, unfortunately.
So I guess my question would be to the people who don't have prenups. Because to me, a prenup is my argument, right? My argument is, if you're going to get a prenup, then you really didn't think when you said your vows that death do us part is what you were believing in, if you were going to get a prenup, right? Because, again, that whole commitment, that whole you're mine forever, you don't need a prenup for that shit. If you went into that with that whole, you know what I mean, vow stuff that you say up there, right? Because otherwise you wouldn't need a prenup. So if you got a prenup, then you're on my side, because you basically went in there with a legal document that said this shit may end and I want to make sure my shit's intact. And if that's the case, you might as well have just said, hey, let's just have this prenup and be submitted partners, because I'm protected either way, and I don't need this other guy over here saying that, hey, we are. Because at the end of the day, who verifies that your marriage certificate is actually valid, right? You had the whole ceremony. You call a whole wife. If I went ahead and had that whole ceremony, invited all y'all today, and I never had and I never signed my a marriage certificate, you wouldn't know if I'm married or not. You wouldn't. No one's checking that. No one. That shit ain't on display nowhere. Where's your marriage certificate at? If I may ask. Where's y'all?
Ours is displayed.
Yeah, we have ours displayed. I have a marriage certificate.
I see that shit in the storage though.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying, like, most people that go to weddings and receptions don't know really what the legalese behind it, right? Like, yeah, some people display it, some people may, but I'm just saying, if I was to do it through a life partnership, you would never know. You would never know, ever, that's what we chose to do.
Only just to let people know, the people who need to know, like the courts, and again, whichever way you go, the courts is going to know, because that's ultimately one way or another is going to come down to that. If you get sick and you're in the hospital and you don't have a marriage certificate, you better have something else saying that, hey, I have the right to determine what's going to happen with this person. But that's what I'm saying. That's what I think it all comes down to. That I don't think that you're going into it with doubt if you decide to get a prenup, because your prenup can really say whatever. Your prenup can say, hey, I'm a billionaire, and I'm marrying this unemployed homeless waitress. But I love her so much, and this is never going to end. If it doesn't, she gets half my money. It's like, it could really say whatever. She could cheat on me, and she can still get half. Like, your prenup could really say whatever you want it to say, so just having one doesn't mean you expect it to end or think it's going to end. It's just saying, hey, I know what the numbers say.
And that's what I don't fuck with. Like, that's what I don't fuck with. What, if Shorty cheat on me, what? If she get half of that? Hell no. What? What are you talking about? I take my money and I go. Like, what are you talking about?
That's an extreme situation. That probably would never happen. It's possible, but not likely. That's not likely to happen. That's just an extreme example.
Right. Take me to the process of, if you don't have a prenup, right? So you think you shorty your life partner or whatever, she cheated on you or whatever, she's still going to take half?
But, I mean, it works the other way, too. If she has more money than you and she cheats on you, don't you think you should get half?
I mean,
I'm waiting to run into a Dale. Woo, I can't wait to run into a Dale.
Yeah, I mean, look, shorty the breadwinner? Oh, most definitely. Most definitely, I will finesse the situation, but we're not talking about that right now. But
shorty cheats on you. You just said that if shorty cheats on you, why does she get half? Well, I mean, it could be the other way around. If shorty cheats on you, you get half.
Oh, he knocked himself out.
Okay. I get that.
Yeah,
there can be clauses in a prenup that says if there is infidelity, then you do not receive, you know, half of, you know, your spouse's blah, blah, blah. Like, there's, I mean, like Blur said, you can set it up any kind of way.
Why do you feel like if a guy chooses to be committed without a marriage, that means that he's full of shit?
Why do you feel like marriage is the ultimate, like, that means I'm not full of shit in terms of being committed to a person? Why does it have
she
to be
the greatest motherfucker in the world?
I mean, that's just...
like,
because she treats him like shit.
Because
I guess
my, like question, my first question, and I'm present because my first question was, if we changed that, because this is a societal norm, right? Because if we look all through history, marriage started somewhere. Somebody got mad. Somebody was like, you're going to just be mine. Because we know that kings had multiple wives, and there's still cultures that have multiple wives. So we know that marriage just didn't start off with a man and a woman. Somebody made that shit up, right? And then we bought into it as a society, and here we are, right? So my point is, why is it, do you think that would ever change, or do you think that would we be better off if we changed the way we look at commitment? That was the original question, right? Because, again, we look at commitment to what you just said, right? You full of shit if you ain't willing to get married to me. And I'm challenging that societal norm to say, if we looked at it as just purely the commitment and not the word marriage, we would be better off.
Well, the thing is, it's about what people are being taught. It's about people's experiences. We can say if in, you know, a generation, we have people that decide to not get married, but they have healthy, you know, committed relationships, and that's passed on to children, then yeah, that's sure, people will accept that. But until we get that, people are going to pass on to children or to teach children, especially girls or young women, about how and what type of relationship is ideal for you to have a best life.
These hoes ain't loyal.
That's what I was taught, you know. And but that's because of whatever my mom's situation, you know how she was taught, and
I'm not
and
your
so
mama.
On. But especially in the black community where, you know, there's lower marriage rates than in the general population. There's, you know,
yeah.
higher, you know, there's high levels of dysfunction. It's just that is what's being passed down right now because, yeah, it's society norms, but it's also what they were taught and how they feel like, you know, is a fulfillment of life. My mother has been married to my father for 50 years, and she taught me that, you know, though hard and though she will complain about him many, many times, she felt like for her daughter to be married in a committed relationship, she felt like will be the best thing for my life. And that's how, and that is what I grew up believing. Now, if we go with this, you know, experiment to where we have all of these healthy families and not married in these committed relationships thriving, then, hey, you got acceptance. But, you know, until that starts happening and we have these experiences, then, you know, it's about what we already know. And though there's divorce, you know, I mean, it's still based off of love and faith and prayer and all this other stuff. So, I mean, for me, going into a marriage knowing that 50% fails or however many percent fails isn't a deterrent when it's what you want. I mean, it's the same like this. It's like gambling. You ain't going to win that money, but you go to a blackjack table, you go back anyway.
You wanted this?
Because you have some type of hope that, hey, maybe this is going to work out. And if it
maybe
does, it's going to be fulfilling. And so, you know, there's a risk. But, I mean, why do we give up on it just because there's a risk? Why do we not even try it because there's a risk? I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
Oh, DJ, sorry, can I ask you a question? Do you look down on, like, baby mamas? Like, I know Lil Wayne's wife said that, like, she hates being referred to as, like, his baby mom. She's like, no, I'm not his baby mom. I'm his ex-wife. And I always thought that was weird. Like, yeah, I had a kid and you're not married. So, like, do you as a married woman look down on unmarried women? Or that's I said baby mamas. I'm just really thinking, like, people who are in long-term relationships who never got married
Like, do you have any friends or know people who've been with the same guy for 10-plus years and not married, or someone who has a bunch of kids and ain't married?
I don't look down on anyone who's not married that's in a long-term relationship, but I truthfully can't think of anyone.
Well, she doesn't have any friends. She's just gotten me, and it sucks for me.
You know what? I don't appreciate it. But no, I don't think I know anyone that has a lot of kids.
But you did make the statement that if you was dating or you was in a committed, because you said, I guess you didn't count that as being committed, but you said somebody dating for 10 years but won't get it married, won't put a ring on it, then he's full of shit. But they may be happy that way, right? I just think that, you know what I mean, like, you can't downplay somebody who chooses not to get married but still stay in a committed relationship. I know somebody that was dating for 24 years before they got married. They had kids, they lived together, all this other kind of stuff. Now, did they have their breaks, and did he have kids and with other people and all that kind of stuff? Yeah, but ultimately they dated for 24 years and then just got married last year, right? Why they got married and didn't choose to be dated, I don't know. I don't know what made them make that decision, but. You know what I mean? It's just like one of those things where I just think that, like, first of all, I think if we recoined the word marriage to something else, I think we will also be better off, because I think it has a negative sense. Marriage is starting to have a negative connotation behind it. I know we're trying to save it. I know we're trying to, like, you got, you know, people who try to save that sanctity, but I think it's been tarnished too much. It's easier to get out of. It's complicated to get out of. Easy to mess up. And then the stakes are so damn high that you damn near don't even want to get out of it, because you think that you're ready to lose something. And that, to me, that's like, if you're fearing getting out of marriage because you're unhappy, then that just means that that's the problem with the word marriage, right? Because you should be happy, and your happiness should trump all that other BS. And so the laws behind that, the laws behind why you stay unhappy. Because someone is going to dictate to you what you're going to end up with. It's the reason why I'm saying where I'm saying is that maybe if we change the framework of it, then it would make society better. It would probably yield more people wanting to stay involved in that way. And that's the only reason why I'm saying life partner, because of the way you can get out of it. You can easily get out of that because we know what we got into. You going with your stuff, I'm going with my stuff. Nothing else is going to be decided by somebody else. Because in my situation, the judge was trying to get me to basically tell me how much my income was, because she just couldn't believe that there was no child support order. I'm like, yo, we agreed that there was going to be no child support. And two female magistrate, female judge was out here like, nah. They kicked out Chase back. So said we had to go. Child support. I'm like, nah, I ain't do it. So when we went back, I'm like, yo, they was like, how come I don't see no child support? I said, because you got the divorce order that says that ain't in part of it. So just follow what we just wrote on that piece of paper and stop trying to put your own, you know what I mean, spin on what you think should be the best for us. Like, so that's what I'm saying. Like, if people, judges are humans too, and they are going to put their own stake on a divorce or how they see it fit, regardless of what you may say and regardless of what you may be dealing with. And so, to me, I don't need that no more. I don't need a judge out here trying to get me to pay money when I'm already taking care of my damn kids, but you don't even know me, but yet you're going to tell me that I need to send me over here to see how much child support I would have to pay. I have to get you.
I feel like
I think for my standpoint is, just what you explained, I think that's just my fear. Just my younger generation, you know what I mean, going into that, you know what I mean, and being in it, so that committed relationship, that outcome. Because at the end of the day, people change. People grow every day. People change all the time, you know what I mean? So you never know what you all expect. So, I mean, you can propose a marriage, you can get signed by the courts and all that shit, but, you know what I mean, at the end of the day, people always grow, people change, people's perspective always changes as long as they get new information, and that shit kind of scary. That shit kind of scary, and then that shit can fuck you in the end.
I talked to them. Go ahead, Blair.
All I was saying, I actually agree and disagree with what you were saying, M. Actually, so I understand exactly where you was coming from as well, New York. But like, I don't think like currently that marriage has a negative connotation with men. I think is a popular thing for it to say as a negative connotation. The whole cheaper to keep her, and it's always talk like what incentive is it for a man to get married nowadays? Which I get that, but I still believe that it's still the main goal for most people, especially women. Like I'm dealing with a chick now who, I swear, we talk about this once a week, and she always says, hey, she was raised by a wife. Her mom and dad were married, and she was raised by a wife. She's going to be a wife. I get it. That's what she wants. That's how she was raised. That's what she believes in. And I still think it's the majority of people think that way, that marriage is the goal. I do believe less people might be getting married because I think it's marriage is harder to get into. I think people are just like, I think relationships in general are just difficult now. Like most people aren't in relationships. Nobody's dating, they fucking, and that's it. And that, I think that has more to do with it than just, you know, marriage having a negative connotation. I think people are just not in relationships. They just fucking. Women got money, voting rights, can work and own property. So, hey, what they need a man for.
Well,
change from the whole women's movement.
And this is my other thing, Blur. If she wants to be a wife, why ain't she proposing to nobody then?
Uh-oh.
If the woman wants the commitment, then forget what Beyonce said. You put a ring on it.
Hey, I know some women who have.
I mean, I'm just saying, we gotta drop 10 stacks? Y'all drop the 10 stacks.
Right? I want me a Cartier ring with the diamonds on it. Propose to me. You know what I mean?
See, y'all bullshitting now. See, and I thought today's hot topic was gonna be male rape. We haven't even gotten to this. That's the first story on my list, and we haven't gotten to it. New York, you're telling me that if a woman proposed to you today, you would say yeah?
Oh, most definitely.
We gotta stop doing this.
Look. It's personal, but yeah, my shorty proposed to me over the phone. My shorty proposed to me over the phone. You know what I mean? I'm expecting a Cartier ring. You heard? If I ain't gotta do it, you know what I mean? You said what? What is it? The ring that you're supposed to propose to your shorty with has to be 40% of your income. Oh, is she gonna propose to me? Most definitely. Put a ring on my finger. Most definitely. If I ain't gotta pay that, most definitely. What? Put the ring on my finger.
Did she propose to you?
She proposed to me over the phone. She said she wanna marry me. Boom, boom, boom. I'm just waiting for my ring. You heard? But I at the end of the day, I wouldn't let her. If we being serious, I wouldn't let her propose to me in front of her family and friends and stuff like that. I propose to her, but I mean, like, you know what I mean, if you gonna propose to me, definitely say what? I need a special ring. What's your salary? You know what I mean? 40% of that, y'all mean?
That's it on my finger,
y'all mean? I'll be happy.
So then what MX is saying is invalid because you're not accepting a marriage proposal.
Yeah, you're
from
not
a
accepting
woman.
The marriage, right. Yeah. No, I'm dead ass with that one, though. I feel like if they,
with the Cartier?
No, I'm just saying because women see marriage as the ultimate goal. But they're not willing to get on their knee and show that commitment. They want that to be the ultimate goal, but they want the man to make that commitment and pay the money to do that. And I've had a whole lot of conversations about that. So I was like, all right, so cool. So if that's your ultimate goal, then you don't need a wedding ring. You don't need an engagement ring. right? You just need my commitment. So as long as I ask you to marry you, you should be good with that, because that's your ultimate goal, to be a wife, not to have a fucking ring on your finger. The goal is the wife.
Hey, and I know plenty of women. Not the girl I was just talking about. Yeah, she'll get married without a ring. She just want to be married.
Yeah,
so yeah, there
okay.
Definitely
so,
those out
yeah.
there who the ring don't mean nothing. The ring could come later. And in fact, my older brother, ring.
No, later.
But they got
real
ring, a bigger one afterward.
I'm saying don't come at all, Lord. The wedding band, but not the engagement ring is what I'm saying. Don't come at all.
I believe there's some people who are cool with that. Like the girl I'm dealing with now. Hey, she'll be happy to go down to the courthouse tomorrow and get married just so she can say she married. Like it's a thing. Like, hey, it's wife or nothing, and anything that ain't looking like it's leading towards that, she ain't trying to put no energy behind it. So yeah, it ain't got to be a ring, but marriage has to be in the future or in the plans.
Why do women want to commit themselves to life to somebody? PJ Cesaro, why do you want to be with me for the rest of your life? I can't make you happy.
Did you not want to?
This isn't about me.
Yo, but
you don't miss a beat. You don't miss a beat.
She all won tonight. I can tell she had a rough day. She didn't get to tell me about her day. She just came in, ate, and hopped on the show. But why would you want to commit to one person for the rest of your life? Don't you feel like your life, like you love traveling, you love seeing the world, you love experiencing things? Why don't you want to experience that thing with more than one person? Like, why do you think that I'm going to be the one that's going to keep you interested and happy for all of your life? Because the reason why I ask this, it really doesn't have to be pertaining to me. It's because let's say we live 100 years. Right, we got married basically 30, right? So prior to 30, you had a whole bunch of interaction with multiple different people. And not say you dated that entire time, because of course you were a baby then too. But you had multiple experiences and multiple, just different life experiences with people from 0 to 30. Then you got me. Why do you want to go from 30 to 100? Like, why do you want to spend the next 70 years doing the same – like, isn't that monotonous? I'm asking. You know what I mean? And my – all jokes aside, my reason to get married is for another discussion. But, I mean, we only got about 5 minutes left. I'm just asking the theory behind it of, you know, we only got one life to live.
I mean – I was able to do whatever I wanted to for 30 or for up until that point, I guess.
Oh, you was out here hoeing? You was able to do whatever you wanted to do?
I'm a hoe.
Hey,
don't.
Don't let the belly fool you. I was popular.
You was a hoe. Okay, so. So, I mean, it's just like you said. After a while, you're not. I don't know.
Maybe I framed this
the
wrong way.
Where I can nitpick exactly what.
No, because I don't really want this to be about us. I guess maybe I framed this way because I understand what M Extra Money is saying. I guess my
question beats my man. Do you think humans are meant to have one partner?
It's not even that, because I do believe some people are meant to have one partner. But I guess my question is, because I am framing it wrong, why do you want to commit yourself to one person when we only get one life? Like, why not leave that option open just in case you become unhappy?
Because you can be unhappy by yourself.
But not being married gives you the option of finding happiness again.
No.
Right?
I wanted to have a family.
Yeah, you did, yo. It ain't take no time to throw them condoms in the trash.
So why do you think you couldn't have a family without having marriage? You can still have family. You can have family without marriage.
I still can't care for no kids without two people in the same household. I don't. I only have one, and I need the help.
You need me.
Yes.
So, I guess my question, because I thought that's where you were going, Beach Bum, and I know we're running out of time, but my question is, do you know, I think that it is that humans, we were put on here have to be monogamous. Like, no other species is really monogamous like we are, right? Like, if you look at every other species, which one?
There are other species that are monogamous.
Penguins.
We've been listening to the same podcast. Neil deGrasse.
What is it?
Penguins are monogamous. They have one partner, and then when that partner dies, they go out to sea and get eaten by a shark as suicide because they're lonely. If they just masturbated, they'd be okay. Because if DJ C. Siren dies, whoa. I'm getting the best.
But actually, I think, and Gunn, I think to answer your question too a little bit, I think you want to go through life with somebody. Now, yeah, you can have other interactions with people. You can have friend groups and everything. But I think for the most part, especially here in the U.S., like, you have your family. You turn 18, you turn whatever, you leave the household, and you're on your own. And then you find somebody else, and you go through life with that person. I think in other cultures, like the grandparents are in the house, the extended family is a lot closer than just the primary family, I guess it's called, or whatever, the main family. In U.S. culture, I think it's, hey, you find your spouse, and then that's it. Then you have your kids, and y'all grow and go through life together. I mean, at 40, I'll be sitting in this, I got, a four-bedroom house, and I'm like, I'm in one room. I don't need no other furniture. I don't need nothing else. At the same point, I'm like, all right, this is cool right now. At 45, this might not be cool. At 50, this might not be cool. I might want to have somebody in here with me. So, yeah, you find somebody that you're going to grow old with and go through life with. Now, does it have to be just one person? Maybe it could be two people.
But whoever grows old and happy.
Yo, whatever job that you got, whatever job that you got that you can afford a four-bedroom house, yeah, put me on, B. That's only for the two-bedroom. I can only afford a two-bedroom. I need a four-bedroom, right? I need a gaming room. I need a room that I can relax in. Yeah, you know I mean, just let me know what you do, B. Just let me know what you do.
From the East Coast.
You right, fuck.
He's a fixer. He's a fixer. New York. He's a fixer.
These prices on the East Coast is crazy. I definitely need to move.
But yeah, that's what I think it is. Like,
tell him you're a fixer, Blur. He ain't trying to say his shit, New York. He ain't trying to put his shit out there. Yeah.
Oh, no, nah, yeah, I'm happy to. Like, I mean, the first thing I can say is move out the East Coast. Like, the housing market ain't the same like it is out here in the Midwest. So, yeah, you can have a lot more options.
Yeah.
Yo, so in the Midwest, yo, as long as y'all get snow, I'll move to the Midwest. Yeah, I just need a cold weather season. I'll move out there.
Oh, they get snow. They get a couple feet of snow. Hey, man, we got to get out of here, man.
He's so good, not going to get my money.
I don't want your money. I want the kid. He's going to be the one that makes the money. Yeah. You're going to be lonely, unhappy. I'm going to have all my hoes in different area codes.
You're not taking my money.
Oh, that's fine. Actually, I think I can.
Hey, I just want to say, I appreciate y'all indulging me in my nonsense today.
No, it's all good, bro. We always have good conversation. But what's some lawyers that have the funny commercials about taking the women to cleaners? Who am I going to get? Who I got to call when I divorce you?
You don't know.
I can't wait.
Who has more lawyer friends?
But let's be...
I do.
I don't think so.
Look, I know.
Plenty of luck.
Look, I know how to get your lawyer for an off balance.
I have others.
Oh, you keeping people from me. I like it. So when we just get divorced, come on. I'll take my kids.
Come on.
You keep your money.
What?
And then I'll tell them that you never really loved them. And that's why, you know.
Oh, wait, you going to keep the kid from her? Like, shake the baby to see it.
All right, let's get out of here before DJ C-Sire gets emotional about her child. DJ C-Sire, anything you got to say to people before we get out of here? She doesn't love a child. I have a child.
I pushed him out his vagina, and I ripped.
So if he wanted to be a girl, would you call him by the girl name, or does he have to keep the name that you gave him? Because your pussy split.
Oh, I wasn't here for that conversation, so I don't even know what that's about.
Don't
all
worry
right.
about it.
Good night, everybody.
And make sure money, guys. They say to the people before we roll.
Believe I've said enough. Y'all have a good night.
Blair, you got anything?
Nah, great combo, man. We didn't talk about Alec Bolin and hockey rape or cocaine hippos, man. So, yeah, see everybody next week.
I know. I thought male hockey rape was going to be the hot button topic.
We really need to talk about Hollywood and why we have, ammunition, on set. We really need to talk about this. Isn't there enough CGI going around where you could probably just have a block of wood and you can make it into whatever gun you want to?
There's a famous CGI video of, what's that man named? Keanu Reeves on the Matrix sets where he's fake shooting people, but he never pulls the trigger. They just add the bullets to it. And he's just in a motorcycle, he's fighting people on a motorcycle, and it's a green screen, and he just has a toy gun. He never fires a gun, but he's just doing the motions, and then they add that to the movie later. So, you know, I don't know. We'll have that conversation. But hey, New York, the floor is yours.
Nah, that's crazy. I definitely never even knew that, you know what I mean? Keanu Reeves is pulling fake triggers out here? Nah, that's crazy. Nah, but still watch his movies and all that. Other than that, you know what I mean? Make sure you educate yourself on a marriage, you know what I mean? Make sure you marry the right person because it could be detrimental to you. You know what I mean? You might have to pay half at the end of the divorce and all that shit. Other than that, you know what I mean? Educate yourself on the gender roles. Don't get yourself a quick trip to HR, you know what I mean? Make sure you document your emails properly. You'll say anything that you don't want to get sent to HR for. But other than that, you know what I mean? I'll look forward to the next conversation that we have next week, you know what I mean? And then stay safe, stay masked up, stay vaccinated, stay whatever you do, you know what I mean? Just stay safe. Protect yourself in this pandemic. Other than that, you know what I mean? Drink water. And that's it.
Water. I like it. That's it. Hey, drink water, cocaine hippos next week. Oh, man, what happened to you? Other than that, drink water. I love it. Here I come. You boy, here I come. You say, suck my dick.